patient's name is Jeanette Horn, first name Jeanette, last name Horne. Date of birth is 6/29/1952. Date of service is 2/17/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. The 69-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of cough, chest congestion, sinus drainage for the past 3 days. She has been taking over-the-counter medication with very little relief. She states that she does usually get pneumonia once a year. Allergies to neomycin. Current medication was discussed with patient and is placed in chart. Medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, GERD, DVT, depression, anxiety, and arthritis. Surgical history, hysterectomy, and appendectomy. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 137 over 82, heart rate 86, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.8, O2 sat 96%, and she weighs 210 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes moist, pupils pearl. She does have some mild tenderness to her frontal sinus, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, no erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck negative, JVD normal, range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities normal, range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, left lower lobe pneumonia. Patient did have a 2-view chest x-ray done in the office, which did show an area of consolidation on the left lower lung. We did compare that to her previous x-ray that was done in 2020, and she did not have any areas of consolidation at that time. I'm going to go ahead and give her a prescription of azithromycin as well as some Bromfed medication for symptom relief. She'll also get a Medrol dose pack to take home. Patient agrees to get a Rocephin and Decadron shot in the office. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask any questions. She has none at this time.